Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know if you heard about this brewery that released Lucky Charms beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Infused with marshmallows.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Finally something to get the Irish interested in consuming alcohol. So they got Lucky Charms marshmallow beer. And you see some of these, you know, I guess breweries, they come up with some unusual beer flavors. But I'm thinking, you know, combining cereal with beer is one of the more unusual things.
Well, beer has gotten really weird lately.
Yeah.
But beer is made of cereal, like oats and whatever else they put in it.
Okay, but is it made of, you know, crunch berries?
Not Lucky Charms.
Well, Lucky Charms, I think, are made of, like, some kind of grain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
I guess.
So, I mean, you know, Cheerios kind of also.
There are some strange flavors of beer.
There are.
That's for sure.
I was trying to think of, you know, as they combine the Lucky Charms beer, like, you know, what would you call the Lucky Charms beer?
Lucky Charms beer.
It's magically delicious. We know that. But, okay, I guess you could. But I was thinking about other, like, cereals that had beer names. If you were to put beer into other cereals. For example, like Cheerios would be Beerios. They taste like beer. Like, I don't know what flavor beer you're thinking of for your Beerios.
Hold on. So which way are we doing this now? Are we making beer-flavored cereal or cereal-flavored beer?
Don't know, Tom.
Because it sounds like you're doing beer-flavored cereal.
Okay. How about Count Druncula?
That would work both ways.
It probably would, Tom. Or the Brewberry.
Oh.
Instead of Booberry, you know, that's another.
Yeah.
Those are easy ones to think of. You got Corn Liquor Flakes. Instead of corn flakes, you put corn liquor flakes.
I got you.
And then to be like corn liquor.
You don't have to explain it.
If you have to explain it, it isn't funny.
I got it. Yeah. Okay, got that one.
Well, you guys come up with some of your own.
Oh, we didn't have a head start like somebody.
Yeah.
Fruit Daiquiri Loops. That's good.
No, it's
fruit
not.
Daiquiri.
You just put daiquiri in the middle of Fruit Loops.
But still, I mean, you're making it like you use it. Never mind. Apple Jack Daniels. Could you imagine putting Jack Daniels in your Apple Jacks and having that for
sure
breakfast?
I'm sure somebody has.
Yeah. I think they have Apple Jack Daniels.
Do
I think they
really?
Have Jack Daniels in different flavors.
No, they do not.
I think there is an apple flavored Jack Daniels.
There's a Honey Jack.
There is a Fireball Jack, so I'm sure there's an Apple Jack.
Yeah, okay.
They do make flavored liquor now. You can get
Maple
Crown.
That's true.
You can get
that's
Apple
true.
Crown.
Yeah.
You
that's
won't
true.
Believe this, Hawk, but they even make candy with liquor inside. Of it.
No, I gave some of that out for
I
trick
know
or treat.
You
we ran out of candy though, and that's all that was in the cabinet. And I was like, why is this in the liquor cabinet? But I'm like, kids will love it.
All right,
the parents
here's your
got upset.
Apple Jack Daniels, it already exists.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. So
and the Fireball, as Cato mentioned.
Breakfast cereal
that's
inspired beer. How about Captain Crown and Coke. Berries.
Do you know what beer is, just out of curiosity? You're naming off liquors here, which is, I think, even more of a option. You can come up with more things.
But yeah, I'm just thinking of, you know, just funny. Yeah.
Because I think with liquors, that adds a whole nother level
well,
to
go
it.
Go ahead. You can do that
than
if you
just
want to.
Beers.
Frosted mini shots.
I need one now.
There you go.
They're great.
I'm drunk.
I guess, okay. You know, you think about it. We mentioned a lot of beers and cereals start off with the same basic ingredients, with the barley and hops and wheat and stuff like that.
Honey foams. Instead of honeycombs, because you got
foam
on the top of the beer.
Okay, foam.
Yeah.
Okay, I had to explain that one again. I'm sorry.
I'd rather have a honey teeny.
Honey teeny.
Oh, and now you're not going to laugh.
Okay. Well, they have to be funny.
I think
okay,
funny.
When you are ordering people to laugh, like, and
you will laugh. I laughed at yours.
Oh, stop hypnotizing me. But anyway, the Lucky Charms beer coming soon to a brewery near you.
Yeah, here's an article about six beers made with cereal.
Oh.
Saturday morning.
Wow, that's got Crunch Berries in it.
It does.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So that is pretty weird. I guess that's a big thing now.
That'd be good for brunch. Maple Crown syrup on your French toast.
Okay. How about Leprechaun? Like, you know, beer can?
I got
it. At least I'm not ordering you to laugh at that one, okay?
You will laugh at this.
I knew it was bad when I said it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.